Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Private Equity Playbook, Second Edition, by Adam Coffey, is a practical business guide for leaders who expect to work with private equity. Whether as founders considering a deal or as executives running a PE-backed company, rather than treating private equity as a purely financial topic, Coffey writes from a CEO perspective shaped by many years leading companies through multiple ownership cycles under different sponsors. The book's purpose is to demystify how private equity firms operate and to help management teams partner effectively without losing sight of operational excellence, culture, and long-term value creation. It surveys the modern private equity landscape, explains what changes when a sponsor becomes an owner, and outlines the habits and governance rhythms that typically define a successful partnership. The second edition updates the context since the first release and expands guidance, including more on working with consultants and adapting to current market realities. The result is an accessible playbook-style overview aimed at decision-makers rather than specialists. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the private equity landscape and incentives, a central contribution of the book is a plain language map of what private equity is, who the players are, and why their incentives can differ from those of founders and operating managers. Coffey frames private equity as an ownership model designed to accelerate value creation within a defined holding period, using governance, capital, and strategic focus to drive results. For management, that means learning the language of sponsors, recognizing the difference between an investing firm and the executives running portfolio companies, and understanding the basic logic behind returns and exits. The book emphasizes that private equity is not automatically good or bad for a company. It is a tool with trade-offs that depends on fit. By clarifying the motivations behind common sponsor behaviors, such as a strong emphasis on performance measurement and disciplined decision-making, the book helps readers anticipate what will change after a transaction. This orientation is especially useful for leaders entering the space for the first time because it replaces rumor and anxiety with an operating-level view of how the system tends to work and what success typically requires from management. Secondly, choosing the right private equity partner and setting ground rules. Coffey treats partner selection as a strategic decision, not a beauty contest based only on price. A key theme is that the best outcome often comes from alignment on goals, risk tolerance, and how the sponsor intends to support growth. The book encourages leaders to evaluate a firm's track record, style, and expected level of involvement, and to ask direct questions about decision rights, board engagement, and how the sponsor approaches management teams. In this view, the early stages of a relationship matter because they set norms that will govern critical moments later, including add-on acquisitions, leadership changes, and exit planning. The book also highlights the importance of clarity around governance and communication, so management is not surprised by reporting expectations or approval processes after the deal closes. While it is not a technical negotiating manual, it offers practical guidance for defining working rules that protect speed and accountability. The overall message is that a PE sponsor becomes a long-term operating partner for a period of years, so cultural fit and mutual expectations can be as consequential as valuation. Thirdly, operating under new governance and building a productive sponsor relationship. Once private equity enters the cap table, governance typically becomes more structured and more frequent. Coffey focuses on helping leaders adapt to that environment without becoming reactive or overly constrained. The book explains that boards and sponsors often expect a consistent cadence of updates, clear metrics, and decision-ready materials. Management teams that treat these routines as tools for alignment rather than as compliance burdens tend to perform better and preserve trust. Another recurring point is that the CEO and senior team must learn how to communicate in a way that bridges operational reality and investor priorities, translating initiatives into measurable outcomes while also surfacing risks early. The book positions the sponsor relationship as something to manage proactively, with clarity on who owns which decisions and how to escalate issues. That includes learning when to seek help and when to defend an operating view with data and a plan. The practical value here is a mindset shift. Private equity ownership creates a different accountability system, and leaders who master it can move faster, access resources more effectively, and reduce friction that otherwise distracts from execution. Fourthly, driving growth in a PE-backed company and executing value creation. Growth is the heart of the private equity model, and Coffey repeatedly returns to the idea that value is built through disciplined operating improvements, not financial engineering alone. The book encourages leaders to focus on scalable systems, strong teams, and a clear strategic plan that can be tracked and adjusted. It also reflects Coffey's experience with buy and build dynamics, where acquisitions can be used to expand capabilities, geography, or market share when integrated well. From a management standpoint, the challenge is balancing ambitious growth targets with the fundamentals that make growth sustainable: talent development, customer outcomes, and operational consistency. The book treats culture as a lever rather than a soft extra, arguing that employee-centered execution can be a competitive advantage in PE environments that demand rapid change. Without relying on heavy technical detail, it emphasizes practical habits that support momentum, prioritization, clear accountability, and constant attention to the drivers that sponsors care about. Readers looking for a realistic view of how growth is pursued inside PE ownership will find an operator-oriented framework focused on execution, not theory. Lastly, working with consultants and external advisors in today's PE environment, the second edition places greater emphasis on how consultants and advisors fit into the private equity ecosystem. Many sponsors rely on outside experts to assess opportunities, validate plans, and accelerate initiatives across portfolio companies. Coffee positions this reality as something management should understand and shape rather than resist by default. The practical challenge is to ensure that consultants are used to create real operating lift, not to produce slide decks that consume time and distract teams. The book encourages leaders to be clear on the problem to solve, define measurable outcomes, and manage engagements with the same accountability applied internally. It also highlights that advisors can be valuable when a business is stuck, when a capability is missing, or when speed is required, but only if the management team stays in control of priorities and execution. In a PE-backed context, where timelines are tighter and expectations are explicit, effective collaboration with consultants can improve decision-making and implementation. This topic matters because it reflects how modern PE owners often operate, coordinating internal teams, board oversight, and external resources. Leaders who learn to partner well with advisors can reduce friction and increase the odds that strategic initiatives translate into durable performance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for founders weighing a private equity partnership, CEOs and senior leaders stepping into a PE-backed role, and functional executives who need to understand why governance, reporting, and priorities often shift after a transaction. It is also useful for operators who want a clearer picture of how sponsors think and how to communicate in ways that build credibility and trust. The main benefit is practical orientation. Readers come away with a more grounded understanding of the private equity playing field, the importance of selecting a compatible partner, and the operating behaviors that usually drive a smooth relationship and a strong outcome. Because it is written from an experienced CEO perspective, it tends to emphasize execution, culture, and leadership habits in addition to the financial context. That positioning helps it stand out among private equity books that focus primarily on deal mechanics or investor side strategy. It aims to be coaching for management rather than a technical textbook. While readers seeking deep modeling detail may need additional resources, leaders who want an actionable guide to working with sponsors, handling governance, and pursuing growth in a PE environment will find it especially relevant. And the updated second edition is designed to reflect a changing market and modern operating realities. If you would like to support Adam Coffee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.